Boker Tov, everyone. We are up to page 272. Simen Kuf Ches Sif Yud. Bezrat Hashem, we are going to try to finish the Simen today.
Yes.
We're still talking about Tashlumin in Tefillah Shmona Esrei. When someone misses a Tefillah, the Ones or B'Shogeg, then he's allowed to make it up. If it's an Ames, they're not allowed to make it up. And we started going through the different details of the different types of Tefillahs that one misses and how to make up the Shmona Esrei. The general rule is, whatever Tefillah you're in right now, you're going to do two of those Shmona Esreis, right? If we said miss Mincha on Erev Shabbos, you do two Minmaras for Shabbos. If you miss Mincha on Shabbos, you're going to do, as we'll soon see, two weekday Maras. However, there is a small Yotzei Mina Klal over here in Sif Yud. Tavalo Yisbal Mincha B'Shabbos. Someone makes a mistake and is not Davin Mincha on Shabbos, Mipalu B'Motzei Shabbos. Okay, Shtayim Shel Chol, he's going to do two Chol Shmona Esreis on Shabbos. However, here the Lach is going to be different. We saw earlier on, if let's say you miss Mincha on Erev Rosh Chodesh or on Erev Shabbos, you do two Marevs of Rosh Chodesh, you'll say Yalav the Avon in both of them. You'll do two Shabbos Marevs, you'll say Mekadesh Shabbos in both of them. Over here, though, it's different. Mavdil b'Rishona ve'enu Mavdil b'Shnia. You're only going to do Havdalah in the first one. That makes sense because that's a Tefillah of Marev. You'll do Havdalah in the first one. You'll not Mavdil in the second one. You'll not do Havdalah in the second one. The question is, why is all of a sudden we change over here? Why don't we do, like every other time you do the same Shmona Esrei, why don't you do Havdalah in both? That explains the Mishnah Berurah over here in Sif Katan Kav Ches. Mishum da Havdalah dai b'pam echad. Because Havdalah, all you have to do is mention Havdalah one time. Once you do Havdalah, you're Yotzi the Havdalah in Tefillah. We do Havdalah al Kos still, but you're Yotzi the Din Yinin of Havdalah al Tefillah. Mash inkim b'Shabbos Rosh Chodesh titzarech lazkira b'chol ha-Tefillos. When you say Yalav Yavo or Tefillos on Shabbos, every Tefillah you do that day, you add Yalav Yavo. Every day you do, you add, mention Shabbos. Therefore, even though you're doing Tashlumin for the day before, you're going to mention Shabbos. You're going to mention Yalav Yavo today. As opposed to Avdallah, we don't do Avdallah and Marav Shachris and Mincho. Avdallah is good enough one time, and therefore over here, we only mention Avdallah one time. And it's supposed to be in the first Shmona Esrei. So therefore, says the Mechaber based on the Gemara in Brachos, Im lo yivdil b'rishona, v'yivdil b'shnia, if you did not do Avdol in the first Shmona Esrei, rather you did it in the second Shmona Esrei, so what do you do? You're showing that Avdolah, there, your tefillah of Chov of Mariv, is really the second Shmona Esrei. We all know this is the prime example where you're not going to be yotzei this way. Therefore, the Gemara paskins is paskin over in the Shulchan Aruch, shnia al-solo, the second Shmona Esrei is going to help. Rishon Elo Alsalo, the Rishon first Shmona Esrei does not count, and you're going to have to do another Shmona Esrei for Tashlumin, the Tashlumin. Okay? Vim Hivdil B'Shtayin, Olo Hivdil B'Shtayin Yatzah. If you did Avdallah in both of them, or you didn't do Avdallah in either of them, so you Yotzei Bidi Yavin, as long as you do Avdallah Lakos, then we hold that you're allowed, your Yotzei Yidei Chom, even though you're not mentioned Avdallah in Tefillah, since you did Avdallah Lakos, you're Yotzei. By the way, the Halacha is, the Halacha is, if one doesn't mention Atachon Atano in Shmona Esrei, and then he eats before Havdalah anything besides for water, eats or drinks Havdalah anything besides for water, he is then going to have to repeat Shmona Esrei and mention Atachon Atano. So long as he does Havdalah Lakos before eating or drinking anything else, then he's going to be Yotzei B'Diyavet. So the Lach over here is, once again, if you didn't mention Havdalah either one, you're going to be Yotzei. If you mention Havdalah in both of them, you're going to be Yotzei. Only if you mention Havdalah, only in the second one, and not the first one, now you're going to have to repeat another Shmona Esrei. But similarly to what we saw yesterday on the Ramah, when you messed up the Rosh Chodeshes and you mentioned the Yalav Yavo incorrectly, you only mentioned in the second one, you didn't mention in the first one, we said it really depends on the Kavana. Same thing over here. Look at Sivkot and Kavtes. Second line in. Okay, even if you only mention Avdol in the second one, but in your mind you knew that the first one was really your Marav Shmona Esrei, that was really Lechova, and the second one was Tashlumin. It just happened to be you forgot a Tachon Atan in the first one, so you mentioned a Tachon Atan in the second one, but you knew that was really the Tashlumin Shmona Esrei. The fact that you such Avdol, that was just a mistake. Vishaga Veloni Skavin Klal, it was a shogging, and you didn't make Kavana for this. Ain, sorry, Lasser, in this case you would not have to go back. But once again, the Iker is your Kavana. Bein la kula, bein la chomra. If your kavana was you switched it around, you did the chova second, and you did the tashlumin first, you're gonna have to repeat Shmona Esrei like we learned earlier on. So to over here, even though your maisa was mochiach that you did the wrong order, but your kavana was the correct kavana, it's going to save you from having to do another Shmona Esrei, and you would not have to repeat again. Okay, Sif Yud Alf. Okay, Sif Yud Aleph says the following. So what's going on over here is a very interesting case. Okay? You daven, the less common example over here is you forgot, you daven the Chol Shmona Esrei Mincha on Shabbos. Okay? You didn't mention Shabbos, you didn't say Mekadosh Shabbos, you daven a regular Mincha, Chol Shmona Esrei Mincha on Shabbos. It probably doesn't happen so often. More common is the second example, which we'll soon see, is Mincha on the second day of Rosh Chodesh, or the first day of Rosh Chodesh, where there's only one day. Mincha, you forgot Yalav Yavo. You forgot Yalav Yavo, and you only realize on Motzei Rosh Chodesh. You only realize Motzei Chodesh that you totally forgot Yalav Yavo that day at Mincha. If you remembered, you had to repeat Shemoneh Esrei right away. But you forgot, and now you just realize you forgot Rosh Chodesh, you forgot Yalav Yavo on Rosh Chodesh. So we all know the halachas you're supposed to repeat. The problem right now is it's Motzei Rosh Chodesh or it's Motzei Shabbos. The tefillah that you're going to say is a regular Chol tefillah. You're not going to mention Shabbos and you're not going to mention Rosh Chodesh in the tefillah. So what does it help that you're going to add another Shemoneh Esrei? You're right, they're not going to mention the thing that you missed the first time. So what's going on over here? Do you say two Shemoneh Esreis? So that's going to be a machlokas in the Rishonim, we'll see soon see in the Mishnah Berurah, and it's like this, the following chakira. When someone does not, so when someone daven in Shemoneh Esrei and forgets Yalav Yavo, we all know you have to repeat if it's Shacharis Mincha. What's the reason why he has to repeat? It's as if, when you don't mention Yalav Yavo, it's as if you didn't daven at all, your Shemoneh Esrei was not good at all, and you have to repeat all Shemoneh Esrei. Or do we say that really your Shemoneh Esrei was good, but since you forgot something that Chazal were metaking, you forgot Yalav Yavo, so you have to repeat, you have to say Yalav Yavo. In order to say Yalav Yavo, you have to repeat Shemoneh Esrei again. So that's going to be the nafkamina. According to the first opinion, it's like you didn't daven, so you didn't daven a Shemoneh Esrei, you have to say another Shemoneh Esrei. Okay, you don't mention Yalav Yavo, but you owe a Kadosh Baruch Hu another Shemoneh Esrei. Okay? Okay, as opposed to the second opinion. According to the second opinion, no, you daven Shemoneh Esrei. Your Shemoneh Esrei is fine, you just forgot Yalav Yavo. So Chazal made you repeat Shemoneh Esrei in order that you could say Yalav Yavo. So over here, to daven another Shemoneh Esrei is not going to help you anything because you're not right. They're not going to be mentioning Yalav Yavo. So therefore, there's no reason to repeat your Shemoneh Esrei. That's the Chakir over here. That's the Machlokas and the Rishonim. We see clearly how the Mechaber paskins. Mechaber paskins that it's not a good Shemoneh Esrei. You didn't mention Shabbos. Once again, you're not going to say Abdullah in the second one, only in the first one. B'toras nedava, but he says over here, do it b'toras nedava. Ve'enu tzarich lechadish b'davar. You do it b'toras nedava, but you don't have to mention, you don't have to mechadish b'davar over here, because the fact that you're saying, you're making up a shonas, that's good enough for mechadish b'davar. V'hu adin. The same then applies in lo hisker yalo v'yavo. The same applies over here, if you do not mention yalo v'yavo, b'mincha shol rosh chodesh. The same then applies, if you do not mention yalo v'yavo, b'mincha shol rosh chodesh. Motzei rosh chodesh in Ma'ariv, you're going to take two Shemoneh Esreis. He'll make this tonight again, really, it's a chiyuv, okay? But you should do it b'taras nedava, because maybe I'm not really yotzi. I did not have to repeat Shemoneh Esrei. Look inside, Mishnah Berurah, see if katan lamed beis. The Ri says you don't have to go back then because you already davened Shemoneh Esrei. Rakshas shachal shel Shabbos. Ukishi yashli mispal Shemoneh Esrei v'lo yaskir shel Shabbos. Mar yarvich b'zat tashlum. What are you gaining by doing tashlum if your vayter not going to be mentioning Shabbos? The Chachmei Provancia Sviru. Very beautiful on this. It's like as if he didn't dive in at all. Came in shalom, asa, kadin. He didn't do the rest of the correct din. V'alchein, hichriya poskim, shiyasi yipal v'tars adava. Therefore, they say to go back and do a tars adava. V'ain tzarech l'chadish, kim shishvarish tzarech l'asul yipal v'tzad din. Ain chidish gadol mizeh. So that's how we pass kadol l'achalom. I saw over here to dive in again v'tars adava once again. As Mr. Bro points out, sikon lame gimel, hainu shiyasi v'yomer, which make it tonight. And say, im chayav ani arei zeh l'chovati, im lav lav arei zu l'nedava. Okay, so that's how we paskin over here. Now, one more thing. Says the Mishnah Berurah over here, sikaten lami gimel. Last line. Im nenas v'lo yispal b'motzei Shabbos. If you had an ones and you did not daven Motzei Shabbos, that means you didn't say Atachon Atana Motzei Shabbos. Okay, you didn't daven Ma'ariv Motzei Shabbos. Understand Motzei Shabbos? You didn't daven Ma'ariv Motzei Shabbos. Ones mispalo biyom shtei tefillos. So obviously, you have to make up the Ma'ariv. You daven two shacharises. But what is going to be with Atachon Atana? Atachas lechov v'achas atashlumin. Says the Mishnah Berurah v'lo yomar Atachon Atana. You don't mention Atachon Atana in any of the Shemoneh Esreis. Even though you did not do Avdola, Meaning you already missed it. You'll do Avdolah Lakos, or you did Avdolah Lakos already, and you won't do Avdolah and Tfilah. You already missed out on the fact they didn't daven Maariv. Motzei Shabbos, you lost out on a Tachon Atano. That's the psak of the Mishnah Berurah, that we don't say a Tachon Atano, Shmona Esrei, Motzei Shabbos, you lost out on a Tachon Atano, you don't say a Tachon Atano. For sure, everyone agrees. If you daven Maariv, you just forgot a Tachon Atano, and then you do Avdolah Lakos, for sure you're not going to say a Tachon Atano next time. However, over here, you didn't daven Maariv at all. So maybe the next Tfilah, says the Mishnah, no, you don't say a Tachon Atano at all. Masha'en Kain Marina Rabbeinu Arav Shlita over here in Dira Maslami Palol Bayom says the Arab B'Shem Rav Chaim Brisk the Chedushi Agrach and the stencils Isa the Kishimit Palol Bayom Rishon Shtayim when you're going to dive in Shacharis the next day you dive into Shemen Esrei's Yomer Avdolah B'Kamaisa. You're going to do Avdolah in the first Shemen Esrei. Now this is a very big Pella. What's going on over here? If you're going to be making a mar, we know the Shlumin is really the second Shmona Esrei. So if anything, you should say Atachon Atano in the second Shmona Esrei, which is really for Marv. Why would you do Atachon Atano in the first Shmona Esrei? Says Moreno Rabbeinu Arav Shlita B'Shem Agrach, Avdolah ain't din ba'arvis. Because Avdolah is not a din in Mariv, it's a separate din altogether. It's Avdolah. Shamotze Shabbos. Ela b'tfila rishon achar Shabbos. The din is that your first tefillah on after Shabbos, you're supposed to say Atachon Atano. That's how the grach held. Therefore, generally, it's Maariv. Maariv, we say Atachon Atano. But when you didn't daven Maariv, so Atachon Atano is going to go on your next Shmona Esrei. Your next Shmona Esrei is a Shachar Shmona Esrei, and therefore Shachar, you're going to say Atachon Atano, and you're not going to say it Maariv. So it gets a little confusing over here, according to the grach. Ulefi zeh says who din misha haya onein baruch malatzana yom shlishi. The same thing as someone's an onein. Someone has chas v'shalom a parent or a karov die on Shabbos or directly on Motzei Shabbos before they dive in Maariv. So they didn't say Atachon Atano yet. Okay, it's all din. When do they say Avdolah? We pass, can they say Avdolah? Whenever they, after they bury the mace, even until Tuesday, even if they didn't bury the mace, until Tuesday, they still say Avdolah then. Says Moreno Rabbeinu Renevzel, the same thing if Tzer is Atachon Atano, in this case, you'll say Atachon Atano, the first one yesterday that they're going to dive in. And then he has another one. And in this case over here, Atachon Atano is not a din tashlumin. It's a din in your first Shmona Esrei, you say Atachon Atano. Therefore, according to this, okay, if a guy you might know purposely did not daven Maariv Motzei Shabbos, and he comes Sunday morning to the Beit Knesset, to Yeshiva, and he know he didn't daven Maariv, he should say Atachon Atano in the first Shmona Esrei, he says, with the Shacharis, it's Mincha. The next time he davens, he should say Atachon Atano as long as it's before Tuesday. That's how Moreno Rabbeinu Nevetzal seems to paskin, like the Shita of the Grach over here. Let's finish off the Simen Sif Yud Beis. Hatoa umasker ma'ora shara yomi mitfila shalo bizmana lo avi afsaka. If by accident you say Yalo v'yavo, when it's not Rosh Chodesh, you say Alanisim, when it's not Chanukah or Purim, okay, you say Zachrinu l'chaim el chavetz l'chaim, when it's not a seris, you may tshuva. Any of these things that's not considered a hesek in your Shmona Esrei, miu niskar shetah, posik afilu b'emtza bracha, but say in the middle of Yalav Yav, you realize it's not Rosh Chodesh, you mean it's Alanisim, Atachon Atano, it's not Motzei Shabbos. You have to say, stop right in the middle, don't finish off what you're saying. It's not correct, you could stop right over there. Okay, the Maista Mishnah Berurah over here brings down that many Achronim and Sifkan Lamechaz disagree with this Pesach, and they say if you mention something incorrect in Shmona Esrei, it doesn't ruin your whole Shmona Esrei, but it's like you spoke in the middle of Shmona Esrei, and therefore, according to the Pesach of the Shulchan Aruch, you should go back to the beginning of the Bracha. You should go back to the beginning of the Bracha. Okay, you're not going to be Shal Kedeli Gemara Skula in this case. You go back to the beginning of the Bracha. Okay? However, according to the Gra that we saw earlier on in the Mishnah Berurah, anyway, it says you continue from wherever you left off. There's no nafkamina, even if it's like you spoke in the middle of Shmona Esrei. Forget about the fact that the Shulchan Aruch himself, who generally says you go back to the beginning of the bracha over here, says it sounds like it just says continue where you left off. We also have the Gra the Reliant who says even if you spoke in the middle of Shmona Esrei and you're not shakadei ligor skula and it wasn't amazing, then you go back to the middle of the bracha. Okay, then you go back to the middle of the bracha wherever you left off. Okay, look in the end of the Mishnah Berurah, Sivkatan Lamechas, all the way then, Vayim Chayadim Klal Kafash Shekatav. Whether you spoke b'shogeg in the middle of tefillah, or whether you mentioned something you were not supposed to mention, even if you pass like the Shulchan Aruch, say you have to normally go back to the beginning of the bracha, since you finished off the bracha, he doesn't go back. If for sure, if he already finishes tefillah, ayin shom tamo b'nishmas adam, ad kan for Simon Reish Chesh, the Dinam of Tashlun. Have a great day.